This is LabCast, insights and ideas for the expansion stage senior manager, hosted by OpenView Labs.
Hello and welcome to this edition of LabCast. I'm your host, Kevin Kane, and today I'm here with my colleague, Katie Smigowski, who's one of our talent specialists here at OpenView Labs, to talk about how to measure the success of your talent factory. This conversation actually comes on the heels of the publication of our new ebook, Get More Talent, which describes in great detail how you can build your own in-house talent factory. Hey, Katie, thanks so much for joining me today on LabCast. How's it going?
It's going well. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. So as I mentioned in my introduction, you know, OpenView just recently put out a new ebook on how to build a talent factory that we're going to be discussing today. And what I wanted to start off with is sort of a brief explanation of what a talent factory actually is. Can you describe that for us?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. So basically what a talent factory is an internal talent team or recruiting team that's dedicated to using best practices and processes in order to find, recruit, and hire the best talent for companies or your own company.
Great. Well, so what we're going to be focusing in on our conversation today is how you actually measure those talent factories, right? And so my first question to you is really, how can recruiters and their companies measure the success of their talent factories? You know, what are the factors that they should be looking at in evaluating them?
Yeah, great question. So measuring the success of a talent factory is incredibly important to keep track of, just because, you know, you have several different moving pieces, different talent specialists working together. So really what you're going to be focused on when you're measuring that success is a combination of tactical activities and what those activities and results are.
Great. So why don't we break that down a little bit? What are some of the sort of tactical activities and what are the results you should be looking for?
Sure. So the activities can be broken down into several different areas, if you will. So there can be daily activity, which is basically a talent team or a talent factory is consisted of different talent specialists. So each individual talent specialist can keep track of their own daily activity. So obviously, you know, what someone's doing on a day-to-day basis. And things like that would include applications that you're getting in, candidates that you're sourcing either from LinkedIn or other resources, candidate phone interviews that you're performing, candidates sent to hiring managers, and candidates interviewing in person. So those are really all of the day-to-day things that you should keep track of. So that's more of a very tactical level. And then on top of that, you can also keep track of the team activity, so everyone working together as a team. And things like that would be the total number of open requisitions or, you know, job openings that you're recruiting on, as well as how many of those have closed. Also, why searches have closed. So not always are searches closed because someone's been hired. It can be several different reasons. Those are all good things to measure and keep track of. And then lastly is really the individual job requisition activity. So you really want to make sure that you're keeping track of everything there. Things like how are candidates coming into process. Details like sourced candidates, so candidates that a talent specialist has found versus candidates that have applied or become inbound, as well as number of candidate interviews that have been going on per requisition. So as you can see, that's a lot of activity, and it's all really important to keep track of and make sure you're measuring what's going on there.
So that raises a couple of questions for me. One is, you know, how do you go about actually tracking all this stuff? And then, you know, what does it all mean? Are there benchmarks you should be comparing yourself to? How do you kind of put it into context to evaluate whether or not you're doing a good job?
Yeah, all of those things are things that we focus on. So your first question was
around how do you actually track it?
How do we actually track it? Okay, great. So the daily activity is really going to be tracked per recruiter. That's something that you can speak about daily if you have a daily meeting. You know, we use Scrum, which is also talked about in our ebook. You can also track this if you have an applicant tracking system. Is the best way to track all of this activity, and a lot of times these applicant tracking systems will pull reports for you or show it in a graphical form, and you can really see the results that you're working on. And like you said, like benchmarks, so what those all really funnel into are these results that you're getting and these ratios that are going to be important for your team to look at as a talent, you know, factory, a talent team, as well as the company that you're working for, of course, because, you know, they're seeing you hiring people. You know, they're not the experts. We are. So we want to show them what we're doing, the results of all this work that we're doing, all this time that we're putting in. Things like that can be, of course, an obvious one. Number of candidates hired. So how many candidates have you hired? And that can be per quarter, per year, I would recommend, per quarter, and then yearly, kind of total rather than monthly, just because these things can take a while sometimes. Time to hire. So like I just said, how long does it take to hire a specific job opening? And that's really going to vary too. So there can be easy or, you know, more easy to find candidates for typical jobs, as well as candidates that are difficult to find for a specific job. So you can track that, as well as cost to hire is something that you can keep track of. You know, that may involve like a manager doing something like that, understanding, you know, how much the applicant tracking system is costing versus how much time you're spending. So that's a ratio you could look at too. The source of the hire. So like I mentioned before, where are these candidates coming from? You know, like the reason that's a good thing to track is if a lot of them are coming from LinkedIn or like a meetup group or a referral, you can focus a little bit more on your success there and use that avenue a bit more. Retention rate, that's more of like a long-term thing. So how long are people staying that you're hiring? So are you hiring the right people, basically? You can also look at subjective results, and what I mean by that is manager or candidate satisfaction. And that's, of course, going to be subjective because it's not all just hard facts or numbers. It's going to be like a survey or something put out to the candidate or the hiring manager. But again, that's all valuable feedback to get back to continue to improve your processes.
So that's all great information. I guess what really is important, though, is what do you do with it all? So, you know, I think, you know, lots of people are into tracking metrics, and there's certainly value in that. But the real value comes in interpreting those metrics and doing something with them. Can you talk a little bit about, you know, how either OpenView has used these metrics to improve how we recruit or how one of our portfolio companies has done so?
Sure. So you can use the metrics, right, for a bunch of different reasons. And I think one of the best reasons or one of the best ways to look at all of this information, all of these metrics, is to really focus on maybe if things are not going as smoothly as possible with particular hires, like particular job openings you're working with, and really focusing in, like say for instance, so the time to hire is relatively long compared to something else. So you can see that instead of if you're not tracking it, you may have some idea that maybe it's taking a little bit longer than normal, but if you are seeing these results, I mean, it's facts. You can see, wow, this took a bit longer, or maybe it took a bit shorter. What did I do better there, and what didn't go well in something that took longer? So you can really focus in on those results and try to improve and figure out, you know, what happened so I can continue to be effective and efficient with my recruiting and hiring individuals. So one of the examples I have for that is that with OpenView's talent factory, our talent team, we realized one quarter that our number of hires were a bit lower than we anticipated. And rather than just, you know, accepting that, oh, it was a slow quarter, or, you know, maybe we didn't do as good of a job, we investigated that and used our metrics and realized that some of our searches had closed. So our numbers are down, but they weren't actually closed because people were hired into them. They were closed because the budget fell through for a particular department or hiring manager, or the search became a different priority. So it no longer was a priority. We're working on something else. That may not seem like such a big deal, but if you think about it, if a talent specialist is spending hours and hours of time on something that's not going to happen, that's a huge waste of time. It's a huge waste of money. So by really zoning in on that and figuring out what that impediment was, moving forward, you know, we made sure that things were a priority before we started working on them. Made sure that the budget was finalized so that we weren't going to come across that again. There's always going to be instances where that happens, but just to really focus in on that and realize that you know, we're trying to work on things that are a priority and really maximize our time and our efforts, you know, it can help a lot when it comes to recruiting and hiring individuals.
Great. Well, I know this is a really valuable resource that you guys have put together, this talent ebook, and I know that there's another one that your team also worked on, a report. Would you mind telling us a little bit about that?
Yeah, I would love to tell you about that. So, of course, when we're working with these technology companies, kind of the backbone to any technology company is their engineering development talent. I've been recruiting, as well as other members of my team, on positions such as those. And we've been finding, you know, using our metrics and seeing that it can take a bit longer to find these people. It's harder to find these people. We're talking to less software engineers in terms of, you know, each position than others. So what the report is basically about is best practices when it comes to finding and speaking with and recruiting basically these software engineers, because they can be a little bit of a different beast. They're not always sourced from the same place like LinkedIn. They're not always applying. So it really focuses in on you know, results that we received from surveys about what engineers find is most important when it comes to their job search and their companies. So it's being able to use that valuable information from them in order to recruit them better and find them and hire them.
Great. Well, I know both of those resources are available on the OpenView Lab site, and anyone can go in and download them there. Thanks again so much for joining me today, Katie. I really appreciate your sharing some information about this new content. Look forward to talking to you again soon.
Sure. It was my pleasure. Thank you.